Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms. When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
When focus takes hold and distractions fade away, meet Remarkable, the paper tablet specially designed for tasks that demand focus. Take notes, draft, and organize. Remarkable is a digital notebook with the feel of paper and zero interruptions. All of your notes and documents, perfectly organized and in one place. It's everything you love about paper, but for the digital age. Visit Remarkable.com today. Remarkable, the paper tablet.
We'd like to formally welcome you to the rest home of Old Joe. Welcome to Bidenville, everyone.
All men and women created by go. You know the thing.
My mind's going blank now. What am I doing here? Whether or not there's a man on the moon or whatever, you know, something, or you know, whether those aliens are here or not. What I can't remember it anyway.
I'd ride every day. I commuted every single day for 36 years as Vice President of the United States. A lot of the folks in Amtrak became my family, not a joke.
Last night I was on the television, I was on the telephone.
I'm not supposed to take any questions, but go ahead.
I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
For Secretary of Health and Education Service, I nominate Javier Baccaria.
All kidding aside, of course, President Harris is a proud Howard alum.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
I got them $1.9 trillion relief so far.
And now, to give you a tour of Bidenville before your extended stay, here's John and Ken.
Yes, while Putin's walking around with the nuclear codes right by his side, we have a brain in decay. Leading the
Do
United
they
States.
Bring the suitcase into the garden when Joe sits and relaxes in his Bidenville? Do they follow him?
I think they'd be afraid he'd lose it. Hmm. I think somebody's carrying it. But Putin's
tomorrow
got it
morning,
right next to him.
Tomorrow morning at 5:30 a.m. our time is going to be a bit of a shocker. We're going to warn you right now. The March inflation numbers coming out. And the reason I'm mentioning it is because even Dopey Jen Psaki, the White House spokesperson, and others are saying, brace yourself. It is going to be really freaking ugly.
And she's the one who lied about inflation a year ago, claiming this is going to be transitory.
Oh, yeah, they did say that, yes. Didn't they?
Repeatedly. Transitory
That's
was
right.
the word.
This is just a blip. Don't worry.
That was the official lie that they came up with.
We're recovering from the pandemic. But now they're saying, well, now that Putin invaded Ukraine, mm-hmm. That changed everything.
It's always something, isn't it?
The February number was 7.9%. That's the increase over the last 12 months. That's the highest since 1982. What will tomorrow's reading bring?
In fact, her term is, it will be extraordinarily elevated.
Yeah.
Extraordinarily elevated on top of the 7.9%?
Well, they're saying that February 24th is the day that Russia invaded Ukraine. So a lot of that was missed in the February inflation number, which led to eventually Biden cutting off the imports. So they think that March will show an even worse effect. Didn't we just talk about this late last week, that the food inflation is terrible? And some of that is from Russia, Ukraine, because of all the grain that comes from there.
It's double digits on many items across the board.
Yeah, I think people know this just by stuff they're spending money on. I mean, some people don't care what prices are. Other people are like, wait, I went to this restaurant last week. The bill went up 20%. That's happened to me a few times. I'm like,
yes.
I ordered this like a couple of weeks ago, and I think it was like $2 less.
I'm in an all-out revolt against the restaurants I go to.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah.
And the gas stations.
Did I tell you I went out for a steak dinner with my friends the other night?
No.
I was absolutely astounded.
Deborah, I guess we're not his friends.
By the steak prices.
Yeah, we weren't invited.
Well, Deborah's going to go out to a steak dinner.
She'll find a salad and some vegetables.
Yeah, why didn't you invite me? Or
we took her to Morrison's, remember?
This was guys only.
Oh.
Cigars?
No. It was just steak and alcohol.
Oh. And what's the story here?
All right, well, last time we went out to this same place, there was something called a cowgirl ribeye.
Okay.
I don't know.
Like a smaller version than the cowboy
ribeye? It's one of those things you're embarrassed to order it from the waitress. And I'm telling you, the price, which was expensive, it's not something you do every, was in the 50s, right?
Yeah.
Which was much higher than those prices used to be. Steaks usually went in the 30s not that long ago.
Okay,
so I went there Thursday night. Same thing, because I liked it. I was going to order it again. I looked down. It was $92.
Oh, that can't be. It went from 50-something to 90?
$92, yes.
I would have said, are you sure this is the same menu item?
Unbelievable. So I went with the least expensive steak that I would like on the menu. And it was still $64. And I decided not to get a Caesar salad. So that knocked 20. They're making Caesar salads for $23. Like, oh, come on. Lettuce.
Prepare yourself.
I'm not going out.
I don't
out.
See anything ending here with this in terms of food, especially food inflation.
I heard an analyst this morning on a business channel said this can go on for years. Imagine like 10 double digits for years.
Well, the only good news is this is going to wipe the Democrats out of Congress in November.
No, they're going to be an extinct species. It's like 80% of the country hates the inflation, and they're holding Biden responsible. His approval rating on inflation, the disapproval rating is 60%.
Oh yeah, he's completely underwater in all the numbers.
Yeah, they should put him in the retirement home, for performance.
Here's new audio from today, from old Joe, and of course, old Joe decided today to come out and talk about gun crimes and gun control and ghost guns and blah 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 blah.
Yeah, they're trying to distract with ghost guns.
Right. Rather than go after the people shooting the guns, we have to try to get rid of all the guns.
People are going to start buying ghost guns and robbing grocery stores.
The mantra is disarm America and release all the prisoners. Well, that'll work. It's a great idea.
That'll keep prices down.
So he's got a new director of alcohol, tobacco, firearms. I thought it was explosives, too. Wasn't it?
It is.
ATFE?
It is.
Well, he doesn't use the E.
He dropped the E. Well,
he can't seem to figure out the letters, whether it's AFT or ATF. That's what we get from this cut, introducing the new director, Steve Dettelbach.
The mission of this agency isn't controversial. It's public safety. Today, to lead and support the dedicated men and women of the AFT, I'm proud to
AFT
nominate Steve Dettelbach. I mispronounced your name. As Director of Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. Steve is immensely qualified. He served the Department of Justice for 2 decades. He worked side by side to support the work of federal, state, and local law enforcement, including AFT agents. And
AFT.
One of
AFT
those
again.
Was
it's
his
twice.
Case he was personally
tried as a U.S. attorney, where the serial arsonist firebombed the courthouses and police headquarters in Mansfield, Ohio. For his work, Steve got death threats, but the defendant got 60 years. Steve also partnered with the community leaders and law enforcement to help prevent violent crime. He's worked with the police to combat domestic extremism and to take violent criminals off the street.
Just like Bidenville.
Steve's record makes him ready on day one to lead this agency. And by the way, in 2009, the U.S. Senate unanimously confirmed him to serve as U.S. attorney. I look forward to working with the Senate to get him confirmed once again. With what I've know about him and why I'm so enthusiastic about supporting him, I'd like to introduce my nominee to lead the AFT to you, all of you. Steve, come on up here.
And you know something? I got the audio list, right, for today's show.
Yes.
And it has shows this cut. And I glanced at it and I said, oh, all right, Steve Dettelbach. That's how I pronounce it. I mean, Biden couldn't even pronounce his name right. And he's supposed to know who the appointees are. He almost acts like he knows them personally. And he couldn't figure out his last name.
He doesn't know who they are. Or he doesn't remember.
He doesn't remember. The AFT.
The AFT.
The American Football. I don't know. Three times he did it. And that's kind of, it's a bit of dyslexia. That's what people with, they invert letters, they move letters around.
Well, when your brain is dying, it's not processing the print. It's like, this has happened to Bruce Willis too.
Javier right. Baccaria.
Bruce Willis had, the self-awareness eventually to quit. But Biden does it. We got another one here.
Yeah, this one came on Friday, I guess, when he was introducing the new Supreme Court Justice, Ketanji Brown Jackson. And we're told he's trying to talk about the Chinese leader, I guess.
Xi Jinping.
Xi Jinping. So here's what happened.
Let me close with what I've long said. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping, traveling with him. I guess we traveled 17,000 miles when I was vice president. I don't know that for a fact. And we were sitting alone. I had an interpreter and he had an interpreter. And he looked at me in all seriousness. He said, can you define America for me? And I said what many of you heard me say for a long time. I said, yes, I can. In one word. Possibilities.
He couldn't get Foothills out. Remember, all this stuff is on the teleprompter. So
can
it's
he play
not
that?
Like
can
he's
he...
talking off the top of his head.
Can he
he's
play
not.
That bumbling part again?
I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with she.
By the way, that's the best word to describe America? Possibilities?
The possibilities. Right. Oh, Joe, I don't know when they're going to lead you away. One thing that will happen if the elections in November go as it seems they're being predicted to go, it's still only April, and there's a real clean out in Congress of Democrats. There's going to be a lot of pressure to move on from Joe within the party.
Yeah.
There will be.
Right. And they'd probably want to get rid of him immediately. But then they got
that's harder to do.
The Kamala Harris problem.
Right. And it's harder to do that.
Right.
Unless if you can't talk them into it, you'd have to do what they talked about doing with Trump all the time.
Well, they got to replace Kamala Harris first and then put in somebody reasonable as vice president.
Well, there you go. So they get, it's Buttigieg. That's everybody loves there. It's Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah, they'll want to, that would be.
The insiders love him apparently in the White House.
Yeah, well, you go find
I don't
one,
know why.
I told you, find one black vote for Pete Buttigieg.
That could be a problem in 2024. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobell, Ken Champeau, KFI, AM640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
We don't want you to go anywhere because guess what? Gas prices have been too high. KFI is helping you out, a chance to win a $100 gas card. It happens all day on KFI. You can win with Bill Handel at 9 a.m., Gary and Shannon at 11 a.m., and us. It's coming at the 5 o'clock hour today, which you have to be listening to win the $100 gas card. And their final chance to win each day is at 7 o'clock with Tim Conway Jr. We're still in Bidenville. You may have heard about, because this started last year, as inflation took off. And we just talked about tomorrow morning is going to be one hell of a nasty inflation report. They keep going back to 1982. I wonder if this one may go back further in terms of.
I was
going to
look up what periods.
I know 1979 and 80 were bad, weren't they? Or
that whole run.
And then I remember when Gerald Ford was president, remember the win buttons, whip inflation now?
Yeah. How stupid was that? Well, can you imagine the president of the United States
not get elected.
To stop inflation asked everyone to wear little buttons on their lapels?
Win. It's a good word. Win. Whip inflation
like,
now.
What am I supposed to do?
I don't. Yeah, that's right. You walk around with your button.
I can't. You know when an administration has hit a dead end and they have no idea what to do, whatever they've done, they've blown it, and there's no fixing it, and so they start handing out buttons or they have catchy bumper sticker phrases they keep repeating. This is where we are now with Biden. He's got nothing.
So people started producing, and you can buy them on Amazon. It's a sticker. And it's Joe Biden with his finger pointed. He's kind of hunched over. And it says underneath, I did that. And what people have been doing with those stickers, they've been putting them on the gas pumps.
Right
so ahead. A fella did this in Pennsylvania the other day, and it didn't go well. The gas station manager came out, yelled at him, and eventually the cops were called. And Thomas Richard Glazewski of Manor Township.
One of my people.
He went berserk. It says here that he went crazy afterwards. He started yelling back at the clerk and eventually started running around the gas station parking lot when police came, eventually yelling F you while flailing his arms at police. He then ran to the pump and he actually said, I did that, pointing at the Biden. I did that. You get it? That's what I did.
Good.
Eventually, they had to cuff him and
take him away.
Squish him into the. There's a picture of him getting squished into the back of the patrol car.
Give him a sedative.
Yeah. Resisting arrest, disorderly conduct, harassment. See, when I first saw the story this morning, I thought, you know, I realized that's defacement of property if you put a little sticker on, but you just peel the sticker off. But I didn't know he got pretty belligerent.
Nothing to get crazy angry, though, from the owner's part.
No.
Unless he's a Biden fan.
It's a bit extreme.
Glazewski. That's how you say the name.
Is it pronounced Glazewski?
Glazewski.
Yeah, you kind of jazoosh.
That's right. Always put a zhoosh sound somewhere in a long Polish
name. Yeah, because I like to pronounce it literally like Glazewski, but it's zhoosh.
No, Glazewski.
Yeah, figures. Polish people.
I like this guy, though.
No, why don't you have him on the air?
I would be. I bet you he'd get all riled up, start screaming.
And not only that, he put the stickers next to all three octane grades, right, just so you don't miss it. Because he wants you to know prices are high, whether you buy 87 octane, 89, or 93. Little I did that, but.
Yeah, you know, that's pretty high for Pennsylvania, too.
Those prices, yeah.
Yeah, look at that. It was 580, yeah. 40 yeah, for the credit card. It's 487, 533, and 547.
That is pretty high. And this just happened the other day, so I guess they got high. Mm-hmm. By the way, Pennsylvania, like California, has really high gas taxes.
Yes, they do. They are the only ones, I think, in our range.
Yeah. I don't know why either. They didn't have great roads. We lived there.
Well, that's a sign, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
if there's bad
roads, steal the money, right?
Yeah, the gas taxes are really high.
There is pressure, and I don't know why, for Joe Biden to go to Ukraine because the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson did that. He made a surprise visit there this weekend. So some are wondering, how come our fearless leader doesn't go there to show support directly to the Ukrainian president and the people? Now, he went to Poland.
I don't see the point of that.
I know.
And in fact, did you see the Zelensky interview last night on 60 Minutes?
No.
It's pretty good.
Because I can't stand listening to Scott Pelley.
Yeah, he's a pump.
I'm Scott Pelley.
He's a pump. He's definitely a pump phone. He's full of his own
There's
voice.
No one that talks like that. His voice is so heavy. It's like his head is thick.
You know, you can't control if you're born with a deep voice, but you can control your delivery.
I saw the promos for it. They kept showing his voice or playing his voice. I was like, I am not going to Scott Pelley.
Yeah, he talks really slow and ponderous. He's got that voice of God delivery. So
what did you get out of it from Zelensky?
Well, I enjoy Zelensky because he's very nice about thanking Biden and all the countries that have given him a lot of weaponry so far. But he keeps going, I need more, I need more. And he's had it with the United Nations. He's had it with all the stupid conferences and the resolutions and the speeches and just all the gas that these people are blathering. He basically said, what's the point of the United Nations if they can't help fight this, help stop this? Well, what is it for?
They're giving him weapons. What does he want? He still wants those planes?
Yeah, he wants a no-fly zone. He wants the planes. Yeah,
he said wants a no-fly zone.
He's just like, well, they kept showing really horrific photos and video of all the people slaughtered on the ground and the destroyed buildings. He goes, look what's happening to my country. I'm just trying to stop what's happening to the country. And, you know, they basically have a lot of meetings and resolutions and, you know, bloviation. Yeah. And I get that. I mean, that's got to be terribly frustrating. You know, everybody's always giving their thoughts and prayers, but here comes another missile.
No, I know you hate that. But
I hate that. Oh, I absolutely hate that.
To literally enforce a no-fly zone, it's going to have to be NATO warplanes, and they're shooting down Russian jets.
How come nobody saw this coming? How come there wasn't some kind of maneuvering years ago to keep Russia from getting into this position of even trying it? That's what I don't understand. What's all our intelligence agencies doing? Nobody thought he was going to invade, even after he had 200,000 people piled up at the border. I kept turning on the TV. He's like, no, I don't think he's going to do it. It's just a big bluff. And then they told us, well, the Russian army is so huge and powerful, it's going to roll over in 3 days. And now they're going, oh, he didn't know it was in such bad shape. It's like, well, what do you know? Do you know anything? Last 20 years, all our intelligence agencies are a big fat zero. They've missed everything. What do they do all day?
I think Newt Gingrich had a pretty good tweet, though, on Biden. It says, while the British prime minister goes to Kyiv to meet with Zelensky, the American president's riding his bicycle in Delaware. There is a lot of that, isn't there? He goes back to Delaware almost every weekend, I think.
32 weekends so far.
And he just rides his bike around, from what I've seen. Which is dangerous for a man of his age and stability.
It's like a weird old guy who's got nothing. You ever see those guys? They got nothing to do.
And all day to do it.
Yeah, that's right. So some of them get on a bike and just pedal around.
Does he wear a helmet? I haven't looked at pictures. Is Biden wearing a helmet or does he just ride around?
I think he already went too long without a helmet.
Without a helmet. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken Show, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, you would have thought these days were done, but coming up after 4 o'clock, we'll have a guest on the air, Save Eagle Rock Community. It is plans for a monster 19-mile road diet that will pass through North Hollywood, Eagle Rock, and Pasadena.
That garbage is back?
And I think we covered this a couple of years ago when they were first talking about this road diet. Yeah,
and they're going
to
spend
on the board to be proposed.
They're going to spend $267 million on this project. And it's 19 miles of a road diet. That's 19 miles of traffic. 19 miles of neighborhoods getting disrupted. A road diet, if you don't know, is they take away a lane of traffic meant for cars and give it away to buses or bikes or who knows what.
Yeah, it looks like buses are big in this plan.
Yeah, buses.
They want to speed people through on buses.
Sure. Yes, get on board with all the homeless people.
So our guest will come on.
Sit down. This man over here, he'll defecate on your lap. Enjoy.
After 4, too. She'll have more detail on what they're up to. So a big study came out that's getting some attention today. And what I did was I just wanted to look up who they were. Because I heard it was the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. So I've never heard of them, but it's a good idea to unleash prosperity, is it not? This was founded in 2015, and it's Steve Forbes, Larry Kudlow, you recognize these names, Arthur Laffer, and Steve Moore. And I mention that up front because that's where this report is coming, although it was done by a couple of economists at the University of Chicago, one of them Steve Moore, who I just mentioned, Casey Mulligan and Stephen Moore, and somebody else named Phil Kirpin. And we're talking about this because, and I remember at the beginning of the pandemic, let's go back more than 2 years now, Dr. Fauci would say things like, look, I'm not here to weigh the economic effects of this virus. I'm here to figure out how to contain it, how to make sure people don't die. How was that? Was that good?
That's very good.
That's Brooklyn. So what they did in this study. It's a paper from the National Bureau of Economic Research, and it comes from this Committee to Unleash Prosperity. They compared, and I hate this term, COVID outcomes. I hate the term outcome. Why does that bother me? I guess it's another bureaucratic jargon word I keep seeing, outcomes. We want to improve outcomes. They compared COVID outcomes in all 50 states and the District of Columbia based on three variables: the economy, education, and mortality. And when you think about it, I guess those are the three main variables around COVID-19.
That's the scoreboard. How many people died? How badly did you destroy our businesses? And how badly did you ruin our schools?
That's how they decided they would do this.
That, I think, covers what most people care about.
So here's a table showing the state ranking based on a combined score of the three variables. Number one in the country on those three variables in dealing with COVID-19 was Utah, which I don't think we talked about Utah much during COVID, so that's probably a good thing, isn't it? Where was California? Among the 10 worst states in the country. And by the way, Florida got a positive score. There was like positive and negative scores.
They were in the top 10.
Yes, Florida was in the top
10. Was in the top 10, and California was...
Yeah, Florida was 28th in mortality. So that's the middle of the pack. But California was 27th.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. Newsom didn't say... He's always saying we saved lives. No, there was nothing special. We were quite average and almost exactly the same as Florida.
Florida ranked third for the least education loss, 13th in economic performance. Now listen to this. California ranked 47th because its shutdowns crushed the economy, where we finished 40th. And in-person classroom schooling, we finished 50th. Which we figured, thanks to unions like the one at LA Unified.
Right. And Newsom being too much of a testicle-free, frightened little eunuch to take on the unions. Do you realize we're the worst state in the union when it came to educating our kids? The worst state and one of the worst in managing the economy here?
Yeah.
And we didn't even get the bonus of saying we saved a lot of lives. Turned out we were actually a little below average. We're 27th. So I it's astounding to me that he has such a clear path to get reelected as governor when he ruined the lives of millions of children, ruined the lives of thousands and thousands of businesses, hundreds of thousands and millions of workers, and we got nothing for it. There was no upside. Florida did no such thing. The governor got all kinds of criticisms, insults. They accused him of being a murderer, basically. And at the end of it all, you look at the numbers like, they did pretty well.
And this has to be the way we move forward to the next pandemic. You have to weigh these three big factors: schooling, the economy, and mortality, before you come up with crazy policies like California did. It's interesting that they note Hawaii. You probably know that during the pandemic, Hawaii did a lot to shut down travel. And by the way, so it worked. They were number one in mortality, the low end of mortality.
Well,
they were last in economic performance and 46th in education, which hurts their final placement.
Some island nations around the world did do well. New Zealand, Singapore. If you can cut off contact with the rest of the world and you're not that populated to begin with.
You're right. There's not going to be that much for the virus to circulate.
But I don't care what anybody says. Florida was a huge success. California, Newsom specifically, was a huge failure. But he got very little criticism in the media. Cuomo also was a huge failure. New York was bottom
well
five.
Either. Yeah, by the way, the bottom states included New Jersey, D.C., New York, right? New Mexico, California.
I think New Jersey was the worst.
New Jersey got the worst score, yes, -3.61. That's up over D.C. and New York was -2.94. California was -2.51. They did this straightforward. They just took a look at the numbers dealing with, mortality ratings and the effect on the economy, unemployment and such, and then the effect on the education loss by shutting down the schools. And we know California was one of the worst states in the nation when it came to shutting down schools.
So it's the final scoreboard, okay? This is the post-game wrap-up show. California did terribly in COVID management. Bad. Below average for deaths. And extremely bad on economy and the absolute worst on the schools. So, why not reelect everybody in Sacramento, including stupid, empty-headed Newsom?
And when you look at the list of the 10 best states, the only one with the real significant population is Florida. The other states are Utah, Nebraska, Vermont, Montana.
And Florida has far more elderly than we do, too. They have a disproportionate number of elderly, because that really is the retirement home for the Northeast and the Midwest.
That's where the governor focused there. He said, what we're going to do is we're going to protect people once they realize the pandemic is killing the elderly. That's what we're going to focus on. We're not going to close everything down. We're going to focus on people that are most at risk.
You will see there after this one-day story, there will be no media discussion.
I don't think the Times will run this story.
No, on how bad.
This was in the Wall Street Journal, New York Post. I found it on Fox News. I didn't find it so far.
And I read something. Times. I read something interesting today.
They'll consider it biased.
Yeah, of course they do. Anything that doesn't, they're authoritarian, dictatorial in their views on how people should be treated. They're closer to the way the Chinese Communist Party thinks the public ought to be treated. So, of course, they're going to have some snappy comeback whenever they're proven wrong. There's an article, and I actually want to do a whole segment on this sometime this week. You know David Mamet, right? The playwright, and he writes movies.
I'm familiar with him, yes.
Yeah, he won a Pulitzer Prize for Glenn Ross. That was one of his most famous. He lives in Santa Monica here, and the Wall Street Journal did an interview with him because he started out as a very liberal guy, and over time, he has crossed the spectrum. And there's this fascinating interview with him. And he was talking about the way COVID and crime has been mishandled. And he referenced a book written by Stacey Schiff in 2015 called Witches. And it was about the Salem witch trials. And he said the delusion that the Salem witches ran for about 18 months. And after that, since they couldn't explain it, they just forgot it. It never happened. The phenomenon by which authorities and experts make a hash of things and then move on as if nothing happened, you'll recognize. The thing about history, he says, is not that people change. People don't change, but people die. And a new generation comes up and says, yeah, I get it. That's stupid. I'm not going to do that. And he says, that's what's going to happen here. They're never going to admit that they botched up the COVID response very badly, destroyed an economy, destroyed people's lives, destroyed people's childhoods. They're just going to pretend it didn't happen and move on, because that's the history of these kinds of things. You end up with a frenzy, a panicky frenzy, and then everybody looks around and goes, wow, what was that about? That was bad. Okay, let's
move on. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show. John Cobell, Ken Shampoo, KFI. AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
In fact, it's coming in the 5 o'clock hour, so stay with us. That's where it's happening on this show on KFI. Coming up after 4 o'clock, they're still around. Massive road diet plans. This one is 19 miles. 19 miles. They're going to spend $267 million to bring this road diet through the communities that include North Hollywood, Eagle Rock, and Pasadena. We'll find out more on the fight against it, because that's who's coming on to tell us why this is so horrible. And I think we did talk about this road diet a couple of years ago, but it's obviously still...
It was in the planning stage.
Yeah, it says here Metro began studying various routes for the project in 2018. They're in the final stage of environmental review. So hopefully there's still a way to stop this horror. And it is all about buses, from what I can see.
And here, Garcetti and Mr. 6%, Kevin DeLeon, are behind this. So you got some of the stupidest people in government that have coalesced together for a disastrous plan that is going to destroy traffic over a 19-mile stretch.
All right, now a little bit of history on the John and Ken Show. Nicole Richie, Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan. What did John Cobalt call them?
And Britney Spears.
Well, that's at the time, though, you had these three with a nickname.
Well, it was
only three.
No, I think it was four, because it was the four bimbos of the apocalypse.
Oh, is that right? There was four?
It was a variation on the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Oh, you know what? I had it in my head. It was three.
Yeah.
No, I guess it was. I don't know the four horsemen. Is that from a piece of literature?
Some reference that I don't... It's a reference. I don't even know what it means, but...
Well, here's an update on one of those four. It wouldn't be Britney Spears because I didn't count her. It's Lindsay Lohan. I wonder what happened. You know, she's only 35. Doesn't that feel like it was 25 years ago?
Yeah, she'd be about 60.
I thought she'd be in her 40s anyway.
I thought she'd be dead.
But I know she was a child actress. And she had a lot of problems. I know Britney Spears made the news the most of all the ones we mentioned, but Lindsay Lohan was in trouble all the time. Didn't she have a problem with her father or something, as I recall, also?
Yeah.
They had a weird father or something. She popped up in the news recently because apparently she has found the answer to get her life back on track, and it turned out to be moving to Dubai. It just happened how I moved to Dubai. I got here, and I just felt a certain sense of calm. Now, the next sentence does make sense. There are no paparazzi here. It's illegal. Mm. I found that I could finally have a private life, and I could just take time to be myself. I decided to stay because I really learned to appreciate what it is to go, to do my work, and then leave and live a normal life. So I guess is she still making movies?
She had to deport herself. Yeah, she still does make stuff.
Yeah, there's really not been much that I've read or heard about her. Because I remember bringing it up on the show maybe a couple of years ago that the four horsewomen of the apocalypse seem to have disappeared from most of the news stories.
Well, they got old, and some of them, you know, got
married.
Well,
Britney came back
kids.
In the news with the whole conservatorship thing.
Right, right. Well, she was locked up and drugged up, so.
Yeah, and I saw a story on Paris Hilton recently, not too long ago. But Nicole Richie, I know nothing about. Lionel Richie's daughter, I know nothing about. She said that it took me moving to Dubai to really appreciate the time that I take for myself instead of just going and learning to say no. And that's the cliches. Finally putting myself first, choosing the things that I want to do wisely for me first.
Have you ever been around a paparazzi swarm?
No.
Oh, it is horrific.
Was it when we were covering the OJ trials? Was there a paparazzi swarm?
I mean, there was a general crazed media swarm. Yeah. But the paparazzi, I've run into a few times because of where I live.
Right.
And it's like there's one shopping center on the west side, borders Santa Monica. And a lot of celebrities do their shopping there and go to restaurants. And they are hyenas. I mean, they are jackals. They're dirty. They're unbathed. Oh. They're unshaven. And they seem to be, some of them foreign, but kind of in a very like unpleasant, aggressive way. Like you could just, it's just not the way people in this country really normally act.
It's very competitive for them. That's why they are
it's like you're a trash, that kind of. And they shout and they yell and they're constantly elbowing each other and fighting for each other for position. And they yell out, you know, incendiary things at people to get a reaction. It's like, oh my God. Woof.
By the way, Lindsay Lohan's engaged. She's marrying a man that works in finance. Bader Shamas. Well, there you go. All right. Coming up next.
Well, good luck to him.
Massive road diet, which has been in the planning for 4 years, maybe moving to the next phase. And if you live in the communities of Eagle Rock, North Hollywood, Pasadena, you could be affected. Coming up next.
John and Ken Show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
In a world of social media, notifications, and pop-ups, it can be near impossible to focus. But now you have the power to beat distractions and make real breakthroughs with Remarkable, the paper tablet. Designed for tasks that demand focus, Remarkable is everything you love about paper in one digital system. It's your favorite thinking spot to take notes, draft, read, organize, and more. See how far you can go with just you and your thoughts at Remarkable.com. Remarkable, the paper tablet.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.